Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
How are you, Asanda Sizani?
I'm very well, thank you. Very excited to be here, yes, representing Destiny.
Yeah, I think I'm more excited to have you on than you are excited to be here. We do a segment every week with Teebs. Show Teebs love on Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of him. And I saw him tweeting the other day, just what a rock star you are. So when producer Kat said to me that you're going to be on, I was like, yes, this is fantastic. Because I've also just seen so much love around the two covers that you've got going on with Destiny Man and Destiny at the moment, with Tony Gum and Nelson Makamo.
Yes.
I'm getting nervous because I'm excited to speak to you.
Oh, you shouldn't be. And Tibbs is amazing. We have a mutual respect for one another as well. So very kind words from him.
I think let's kick it off with this. I love your pinned tweet on your profile. It is, yes, surround yourself with people who create. I'm going to retweet it now. But this is just a massive part of your narrative, is this word create, right?
Yeah, create. Whether it's people that create positive energy, whether it's people that create amazing things. But I mean, it's just such a powerful word, you know, every day, like, you know, as a creative person, I wake up every day inspired and, you know, with the need, with the urgency to create something magical, to create something epic. So I'm always attracted and inspired by people who have this same sort of like thing in life as well, you know, the urgency and the need to create something, and
to make something where there was, yes, once nothing. It's such a beautiful thing. Let's go back to basics here. Where did Asanda grow up?
I actually come from a very small town called King Williamstown in the Eastern Cape. So that's where I was born and bred. I moved to Cape Town in high school, actually, and I actually just moved to Joburg like 2 weeks ago, and I pretty much like spent most of my adulthood in Cape Town.
How are you finding it?
Crazy. I'm loving Joburg. I mean, in a lot of ways, Joburg is, you know, the hub when it comes to fashion. I mean, Cape Town's the creative hub, but Joburg, in terms of fashion, in terms of pop culture, this is where it's at in terms of making business, sort of relationships and networking. This is where, you know, things are. So I'm very excited to be here.
How often do you get people saying to you, of course you're a fashion editor. I mean, look at you. You look like you walked off Pinterest.
I don't often get that.
No, you must. You must.
I guess. I mean, it's, I guess when you're in the fashion industry, you know, it's your job to, I don't know, dress up a little, look presentable. People need to trust you when you say something. Before you actually even said something, people need to at least believe that you know what you're talking about. So image is kind of important.
It's very important. But for you, it feels like it's pretty organic that you just throw something together in the morning that looks good. I mean, some people have to buy the magazine that you're the fashion editor of to figure out what they should put on in the morning. But your sense of style and your sense of what works and what doesn't work and predicting trends and everything, it seems like it's not coming from a, you know, place of massive research, but rather just organically your eye.
Thank you so much. I mean, I believe that fashion shouldn't be labored. It needs, you know, style comes naturally. It should come naturally. You can't buy it. You can't buy style. There's certain things that people can teach you, but certain things that you can't be taught. I grew up in a very small town. There were like no, you know, boutiques or exhibitions or media industries and all the stuff that surrounds us right now that we find maybe inspiring, art galleries and all of that. So I guess, you know, a lot of it, I was born with it. And I'm happy that it translates in the work that I do.
Tell me about the pros and cons of growing up in a small town like King Williamstown as opposed to a big city.
There's a lot of ubuntu. You know, back where I come from, you know, when I go back home, which I need, you know, my soul craves going back home very often. It's important for me to feel grounded and to be around real people and, to have that sense of, belonging and having just like realness around you. You know, people there are humble, and a lot of people won't even know what this magazine is, or what trends are, or whatever fashion jargons are, and I love it. It's important to me to have that sense of family and familiarity around me. But so those are the pros, definitely, for me.
I think what's, you know, really exciting for anyone who's going to encounter your work then is that, and we criticize a lot of South African media for being way too westernized and way too reflective of, you know, what Vogue in the UK or the US may be doing. But what seems great about you is that you're bringing your specific context, your own narrative, this young woman who grew up in the Eastern Cape, you're bringing your perspective on Africa and South Africa in 2016 into everything that you do. And we need more media that reflects, you know, a South African context.
Yes. I mean, for me and certainly for the team that I now work for, Africa is our point of reference. Mm. It should always be our source of inspiration. People are looking to us. You know, the art, you know, the world is looking to us, yet we feel, I don't know, we're not.
It's insecurity, enough. Though.
Yes, yes. So I'm always inspired by this continent and my people and my culture. Well, the world, world's cultures and different tribes. It's important for me to travel and hang out with the Maasai or hang out with Ndebele people. You know, you just learn so much, and, you know, to be rooted in our own stories and to tell our own narratives ourselves and not let other people that come from other continents come and tell our stories. So I do it through fashion.
And it's an unbelievable way to do it. Talk to me about, you know, literally getting what's in your mind into the magazine. And how you translate a vision that's, you know, in this brain of ours. I think the brain's like the size of a fist. Yeah. I don't know. but getting that vision that Asunda has onto the pages of a Destiny, you know, edition.
Well, firstly, what's important is to have a team behind you, people that are like-minded, that you can sit and just like tell your crazy ideas to, and they get you. It's so important for your creative to be understood. And it makes you just really frustrated when people don't get you. So I'm very fortunate in that throughout my entire fashion career, from Drum Magazine to Elle to Woolworths and now to Destiny, I've been surrounded by people that actually understood me and gave me the platform and the resources to be able to execute all these ideas that are in this head. And no person is a one-man show. You know, you need photography to come in. You need makeup. You need hair. You need a model that just gets it. You know, you need the creative director, the art director. It's all a team effort, and everyone comes together and shares ideas to make it, you know, what you see as a tangible product.
Everyone's going to ask you, everyone probably, the question that you probably most often get is, what is the state of the South African fashion industry? I think that would be one of them that people would ask you a hell of a lot. I don't want to be predictable, but your opinion is one that definitely counts. Where are we at in terms of SA fashion?
We have grown tremendously, you know, very much like music, local music. South African fashion is, you know, is actually being recognized on the global stage. We have so many young emerging designers in this country that are being recognized and, you know, applauded on the international stage. Designers like Laduma Ngogolo of Makosa, designers like David Lale, who's been doing it in the international market. We're definitely growing, and especially on the menswear front as well. We have SA Menswear Week, which is now, I think, in their third year this year. You know, our people and the market is definitely catching up and very much aware of trends. And also, you know, it impacts on us as magazines as well. We can no longer dictate what people should wear. Mm. You know, those articles about wear this, don't wear that, whatever. People make their own decisions now. It's our job to broker trends and to present them in a certain way. But otherwise, people are very well informed right now. So I think we're really, really growing.
We were speaking to Laduma at Design in Durban earlier on this year.
He's
a rock star.
Legend.
and of course, you were part of Design in Durban in 2015, curating the fashion aspect of the Design in Durban. The conversation with Laduma was really on how he is being perceived as this rock star overseas.
Yeah.
And it happens with music a lot. You'll get like Spook Matambo, who's acclaimed overseas. But then there's just a disconnect between South Africans giving South Africans credit where it's due.
I was actually speaking to Mante Ribane this morning as well. She's toured with Die Antwoord, you know, and she was talking about how, you know, not a lot of people, you know, understand your work, and you get criticized. It's not easy. There's a lot of challenges. And it is unfortunate that sometimes, you know, our best creative minds are recognized internationally before we give them, you know,
What happened with Beyonce a couple of months ago with Leduma? I think that she wore something of his, yeah.
She went to his exhibition in New York. She literally went into his exhibition and posted a picture of that on her website. I mean, it was major. And what I love about Leduma is how, of course, he was very grateful and it was a huge deal, but he's just so humble. You know, he's an Eastern Cape boy, you know. He didn't get, like, big-headed about it. It was just like, you know, he understood what it means, but he didn't let it get into his head. So I wish we could celebrate our local people as, you know, as much as they are recognized internationally. And that's one of the things that we've tried to do with these June covers of Destiny,
they're so
Destiny
cool.
Man.
I'd love the cover of Destiny Man. You got to take a look at it and pick up a copy. Nelson Makamo is on the cover, and it's loads of paintbrushes and they're painting his face. I mean, you know, creatively executing something like that. And it's beautiful because the title is Nelson Makamo, The Art of Entrepreneurship. And it's literally like he's a canvas and all of that. I mean, an idea like this coming to fruition, execution, how does a cover like the cover of this month's Destiny Man happen?
I have to give credit where credit is due. That Nelson cover is out of the genius mind of Mpumisi Ngcoto, the fashion director of Destiny. She was working with Nelson on something else, and she just pitched the idea that how about he just, you know, gets on our cover. He should just be cover. And he did the self-portrait. We had safe shots, you know, in fashion, you always have to shoot safe shots. And then the more inspiring, you know, fashion forward, you know, interesting, you know, shots that you actually in your gut feeling want to go for. And I'm really glad and thankful to our editor, Kanye Dlomo, you know, the founder of Dada Media, for actually trusting her gut and trusting the vision and in saying that needs to be the cover as opposed to like the more predictable, safer shots as well. So it was Mbumi who decided to go for Nelson as our cover. And he's an artist and he's amazing and he's made a commercial success out of his art.
You must be wildly excited about this new position.
I am.
This is a great time to be working for Destiny as opposed to other magazines.
Dude.
I know you can't talk about it, but really true love. because Destiny seems to have, you know, taken a very strong stance on reflecting the South African narrative and being a magazine that empowers a proudly South African context.
Yes, it's our responsibility. It's our job to celebrate and inspire and empower the reader. It's a huge responsibility to be able to come up with content that's gonna do that consistently. I mean, it reaches a wide audience, and you have to be very smart in your approach. We're just very proud in our choices for these covers this month. It was a risk, and I think Tony is, she's 20 years old. She's the youngest.
Very impressive, Tony Gunn. Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
You know, after someone has been so impressive in an interview and has just answered every question so eloquently.
What next?
And is just such a rock star. I have to ask, like, is there a bae?
Whoa!
And it's only because this is what I know people are probably thinking. You are so wildly impressive. Is there any person that you found that may possibly match you or challenge you in any way that could, you know, be lucky enough to call you their person?
Aww. Okay, I'm glad there are no cameras. Because I'm like blushing right now from
just
the inside. Yes, there's someone that inspires me every day, who's my number one bae and king. Let's end it there for now.
I dig it. And just because it seems like it's a relationship that's unlocking the best of you, and I know too many people that are in relationships that it's not unlocking the best in them, the telltale signs for a really a relationship that, you know, unlocks the best of one?
Mm-hmm.
How do we, you know, what should we be looking for in a relationship? From fashion editor to relationship advice columnist.
Yeah. Someone that compliments you, someone that lifts you up, someone that gets you, someone that when you're able to actually sit and have a real conversation about important things, you don't get bored of each other, you're able to bring out the best of each other. You know, it's you know, relationships aren't easy. But I'm very fortunate to be in that space right now where, you know, I'm just more creative. I'm happier. Everything's just elevated because of him. So, yeah.
It's power. Look how impressive you are. I producer Kat, I'm always nervous that I'm going to be let down by people who come across as cool on social media. But Asunda, you're fantastic in real life. You're even doper than what you are online. Isn't she a rock star? Isn't she cool?
Much cooler than you.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. Well, that's the whole point of this show, is that hopefully someday it'll rub off on me.
Ouch.
<some way. laughs> okay, it's so cool having you passed. If people can take one thing away from you, whether it's creatively, whether it's personally, whether it's whatever, if I can learn one thing or find one thing to grab onto in the narrative of Asunda Sizani, what would you want it to be?
Authenticity.
Dude, it's so hard though for people.
I know. But you need to, there's a point where you just have to, you realize who you are and you don't ever want to stray from that. You've discovered who you are, your calling, you know your circle, you've surrounded yourself with people that are not yes men, that are going to tell you the truth, people that inspire you and that want you to do well in life. And you're just grounded. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people don't have, you know, not everyone has people that, that are a positive influence in their life. I'm very grateful to have that. And I think remaining real and remaining truthful to who I am and my aesthetic and being authentic at all times is very important to me. So yeah, authenticity.
It's beautiful. The fashion editor at Destiny Magazine, just over and above that, though, this unbelievable South African creative, Asunda Sizani. Thank you so much. It's at Asunda Sizani on Twitter.
Yes.
Thank you very much for stopping by. The June issue of Destiny Man, as well as Destiny, is in stores now with some really powerful stuff inside.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.